Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the Monday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time. When I hear that, I always think no time is ordinary when God is involved. No time is really ordinary, but it's a distinction between the seasons of the great feasts and then the daily life. But it's far from ordinary in a certain sense. The gifts and the graces of God are constant surprises to us if we open our eyes and our ears. They really are. God is very present, but we're so caught up in ourselves or so caught up in the trials that we're enduring that in a certain sense, because we're so troubled or so caught up, there's no room. We just don't think about God. So I would urge you every day, say, Lord, welcome into my life. Welcome into the center of my life. Speak to me, guide me, lead me. I actually, for a time, used to put an alarm on the clock in my office, and it would just ring a little bit for a moment, and then I just had to reset it. But it would ring for a moment on the hour, and it was an opportunity for me to get into the discipline and the habit of turning to Him frequently throughout the day. It's a very small thing, but it begins to orient you differently, to include God more in your daily thoughts, in your daily planning, your daily hope, your daily fear, whatever it might be, good and difficult. Bringing God into it is it's an action that indicates you're serious, and it seems as though God is very grateful. If God can be grateful to us, God is very grateful that we're making an effort to be more attentive to Him, more attentive to His voice. That's always a whisper. And if we're surrounded by too much noise, it's very hard to hear. So I encourage you to take time as we have just celebrated this great feast of the Most Holy Trinity, and the Trinity is alive in us. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit, as long as I'm in a state of grace. So how do I live that out? That's what the scriptures over these next weeks can help us. It can be a way of putting on a pair of glasses that can help you to see more clearly and to hear more clearly how it is that God wants to lead you and guide you, because He does love you. If you have any desire in yourself to draw closer to God, that desire comes from the Holy Spirit. You might think it's you, and it is you, but in reality, the source of it is God. He sees your heart. He sees your willingness to seek Him. Even if you don't quite know how and you don't know quite what to do, the desire to seek Him is what the Lord needs, and He can take it from there. Not that we don't need help. We do. But in terms of welcoming God into our lives, He'll take care of it once you welcome Him in every way. And part of that welcoming simply is, do I want God's will? Do I want to walk with God today? Do I want to draw closer to Him? Do I want to seek His ways over my own? Am I willing to lay down in order to pick up? Am I willing to lay down my selfish desires and hopes? And am I willing to take His hand and go His way and take on His priority? That's what God wants. And our lives begin to flourish much more. So the first letter of St. Peter today, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in His great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, although now for a little while You may have to suffer through various trials so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet you believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of faith, the salvation of your souls. Even now we can rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. I mean that. That's true. God means it, but I mean it too in sharing with you that God has an indescribable joy to give us, even somewhat in this life, as we seek to put him first, as we seek to follow him. Brothers and sisters, you have no idea how much God desires to draw you close to himself. You have no idea how much he loves you. I don't either, but I know it's way beyond my comprehension. Open your heart to receive. Be active. Don't just say, if you want to give me anything, I'm here. No, Lord, I love you. I want to follow you more closely. I've sinned. I do sin. I need your help, but I love you. I want to be your disciple, your son, your daughter. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my heart. Lead me in the way that I am to go. Any prayer like that, over and over, God certainly looks at the genuineness, the sincerity of your offer and your desire, and he will answer. But keep seeking him more. Keep crying out to him more. When he sees your seriousness, he will draw near. At least he will draw near in a way that you can understand that. He's always near. He's very near to us all the time. But because we can't see him, so to speak, through our senses, we think it's not real. Only what I can see and touch and taste and smell, etc., etc., that's the way I know something is real. But there's another way of knowing what's real by faith. And that's what God wants to give you, is deeper faith. Ask for it daily. Psalm 111 says, the Lord will remember his covenant forever. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. He's faithful forever. Sometimes we forget what we've promised God. We need to repent and go back again. Turn to him with all your heart. Give thanks to him. Praise his name for what he's done for you, what he's done for us. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 to 27. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." So he's drawing him out. "You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And he replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me." In other words, is following the Lord, is being his disciple your highest priority? If it is, you will be a good husband, a good father, a good wife, a good mother. You will be a good friend. You will be a great help to many. Because if you really do put him first, and that's the key. Oftentimes, a lot of the things, the priorities in our lives compete with God. And often God, so to speak, loses because other people are saying, well, come here or do this, or would you help me with this? And of course, helping others is fine. But if it's people inviting you to things that you're interested in, it's very easy for God to fall into last place in a given day. And that's what the Lord is asking. You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have. Give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. And then come follow me. That's what God asks of religious. That is what he asks. But to all of us, is that moment of decision where we put him first. He is first in my marriage. He is first in my work. He is first in all my friendships. He's first in my recreation time. In other words, God has the central place in all the aspects of my life. The question is, does God have that place in you? That's what's important. Talk to God about it. Tell him what holds you back. Tell him you never heard of that concept before if you didn't. Ask him for help, guidance, because there's nothing more that he wants to do than to help you draw very close to him, into union with him. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God, because priorities are different in the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. In other words, God has to be first. Is God first in your life or not? And you can tell that by looking about your thoughts, your words, your actions in a given day. Are they in line with the gospel? It doesn't mean you have to be in church every moment. It does mean you have to be praying. Are you living gospel values in your other responsibilities in life? Are you seeking to draw closer to the Lord in your friendships, your associations, the responsibilities you carry? Are you living as a disciple of Christ? That's what the Lord is after. The disciples were amazed at his words. And so Jesus again said to them in reply, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. It's awfully hard for us to put ourselves in second place to God. Really. We have to fight it all the time. But as we fight it, God's Spirit finds greater room in us to live and to grow, and we begin to experience the graces of nearness to God. And that makes it, in a sense, easy to put God into first place. But we've got to enter into that battle in order to find union with him. Union with the source of all love, all beauty, all truth, all goodness forever. Nobody, no thing on earth can ever even approximate making that kind of promise to you. Only God. Will you choose him? They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, then who can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, for men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. Take heed, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.